everyone. You are listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio, the AV industry's leading podcast network. I'm your host, Victoria Barella, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida at Infocom 2019 in the Peerless AV booth. We are proud to be here and even prouder of our partnership with Peerless for all our podcasts at Infocom 2019. Today, I am joined with Mary Stewart with Stewart Film Screen. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me a little bit about, if someone lives under a rock and doesn't know about Stewart Film Screen, can you tell us a little bit about the company?
Oh, yes, I can. Stewart Film Screen was founded in 1947 by my husband's family, actually his grandfather, and based in Torrance, California. And so when I met my husband, he had this wonderful family company. I didn't know much about it. And he had his partners, his father, his brother, and his cousins. And we kind of were living, he was doing his business, and I was taking care of our home and our family. And eventually, his partners decided that it was time to sell the business. They were ready to exit the business. And my husband said, I want to buy the business. I want to continue the business. He was third generation. He envisioned his children being fourth generation. And I supported him in that. So soon after that, he cut his deal and bought the company. 4 months later, he was diagnosed with stage four cancer.
I'm
really changed the trajectory of our life. Unfortunately, after 4 years, my husband lost his battle with cancer, and I became the owner of Stewart Film Screen. It's quite honestly some situational irony, because the Stewarts were all very male-centric, and I don't think they ever envisioned a female owning their company.
Yeah.
And just through circumstances, now I am the sole owner of the company. I still look at myself more as a placeholder, a steward of the company, because of our children. My daughter is a senior at Cornell University, and my son is a sophomore at Ohio State. And we really still hold out that vision that we can have fourth generation owners of Stewart Film Screen. So that's
what we're doing. Yeah, and you know what? I'm very happy that you're in the industry. There's not a lot of women in the industry. Even if maybe you weren't involved as much as your husband in the industry, I'm sure, you know, I'm learning every day. I'm still new. I'm sure there's plenty other people that always are, you know, looking to get involved in the industry. So especially women, there's even breakfast tomorrow, and we all get together and
exactly.
All the AV, women
other.
Of AV. But tell us a little bit about maybe what you guys are doing at Infocom. What are some great things at Infocom that you're showing at the booth? Maybe some products.
Well, Stewart Film Screen has always been a really big supporter of Infocom. We've been showing here for many, 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 many years, and we get to pick early on our booth space for having all that experience, which is always a big ego thing for everyone. This year at the show, what we're really most excited about is our brand new website. This was 15 months in the making. And I really designed this website to make it really user-friendly. And it was wonderful for someone like me who didn't have a lot of background in projection screens to make this site flow in such a way that anyone can learn about projection screens and learn about our products.
A little bit different perspective, too. Maybe it was designed, you know, with specific people in mind. And then now, you know, you come in and you're like, hey, you know what? We're going to simplify this, you know, for other customers, too, to see, you know, get the products that they need and how to find it. So cool. So other than your website, tell us more about maybe what's new in it at Stewart Film Screen.
Well, as I mentioned, with the website, and that's, of course, the front end of it, and you want to have the great images and tell the story, we've also done the back end at the same time, which is where actually the heavy lifting gets done. And we've launched a brand new web assistant CPQ. So this configurator is amazing, because anybody can come on and configure their screen in minutes. It used to take days to get quotes from Stewart Film Screen, because we would have to have our engineers each draw out the screens. And now any integrator, any dealer can come on with their login and configure a screen in minutes. It is the configurator will now produce a 2D drawing to scale. You can watch the build out right in front of your eyes, and you can also watch the MSRP go up or go down. And at the very end of the process, you're able to produce a drawing that can be signed off and built on right then and there. So it really just speeds up the whole process. So we're really excited about that. Also at the show, we have a redesign of one of our venerable favorites, which is the Model A screen. This screen is probably I don't know, 35, 40 years old, and it really, the design never changed because the functionality was so fabulous.
Yeah, why change it if it's awesome?
Why change if it's awesome? But we finally took a good look at it and said, we really need to give a really modern look to this screen. Mm-hmm. We assigned it to one of our top engineers, and what he came up with was
pretty badass, I'm sure.
Oh, he is that and more. Well, actually, he is a extreme adventurous. Mm-hmm. So he jumps out of planes and does all
okay.
And does the wing thing. And
so he thinks out of the box.
Out of the box. So he's really, really smart guy. So what he came up with is amazing, and we're showing that in our booth today.
Cool.
You go as large as 180-inch diagonal on it, and it's called the new Lexus, and it can be found on our website as well.
Very cool. So on your website, do you also show like videos or what else can you tell us about your website?
Well, the website is just extremely navigable now, and we have these great images and thumbnails of each of our products. We've renamed many of the products, so they're really easy to find. We have filters all through, so you can really zero in on what it is that you want to find, and it tells our story of the company. And what at the heart of our company is really our custom-made projection screens, our projection fabrics, our materials. We make over 25 different fabrics, and it's all venue specific. So depending on what your ambient light is, what your throw distance is, how many lumens that you have from your projector, what kind of viewing you need to have, we are all venue specific. So we're the only company that can do that as well.
So going back to the booth, what is your favorite product? I don't say favorite child. It's very hard to pick a favorite child. But what is your favorite product in the booth, unless that's the one that you just mentioned?
You know, that's a great question. And for me, I have to tell you what I really like. I have multiple screens in our homes. And, of course, having the awesomeness of having your own in-home theater where all the lighting can be controlled and you can just become enveloped. And you have this wonderful masking to have all your content just really sharply displayed and have surround sound. Nothing can really beat that. I find my 19-year-old is in that room all the time with his friends. But what I also really love about Storefront Screen, and this almost might be my favorite, if I don't even know if I should say this, but I love retractable screens. And the reason why I like that is because I love to decorate, and I love having a beautiful home, and I love it when the screen comes down and you can enjoy what it is that you want to enjoy. Mm-hmm. And it's always a wow getter when my friends come over and I press a button and a screen drops down in front of the fireplace. Mm-hmm. And then this amazing content comes up and we're watching the Oscars or we're watching a great movie. And you press a button and it goes away and nobody knows it's in the room.
Yeah, it's not destructive or it doesn't mess up the look of, it could be in the home or anywhere else. So
that's it. You don't have to look at an empty screen.
And, exactly.
And the room can adapt and take on other characteristics of things you want to do. So I'd have to say having retractable screens is probably my favorite thing. And we customize them and we can make them and do any kind of a mounting system to clear a mantle, to clear a piece of artwork. We can do it in any color, any finish, and of course, all the specialty materials that we have. So that's Styrofoam Screen.
So either with retractable screens or any other products, how do you find that Stuart Film Screen is different than the other, you know, companies out there?
I think what I'm most proud of is it's really an honor for me to carry on the brand of Stuart. I wasn't a Stuart until I married a Stuart. And I hear my kids even to this day when they're at their universities and they see their family name on a projection screen.
They're very proud.
They're so proud. And they also mention to me, they say, Mom, the quality of our product is amazing because I look at the competitors in our classrooms and they're falling apart.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very proud of how the Stuarts have always put quality as the number one thing that they put into every screen. And we never compromise the quality and we never will. And being the owner of the company and having full control over that is something I'm very proud of. I own 100% of the stock. I'm not accountable to anybody. Mm-hmm. I don't have to please any stockholders or any owners because I just please myself and please our customers. That's number one for us is our customers.
That's awesome. And then can you remind us, if someone's not at the show and can't see it in person, where can we find you guys on your wonderful new website?
Thank you. Well, go to www.stuartfilmscreen.com. I got to get all my W's down here, right? Stuartfilmscreen.com, and you'll land on our beautiful landing page and you'll be able to navigate from there and see everything.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me on the show. It was nice to meet another woman in the industry.
Thank you, Victoria. Appreciate it so much.
And that wraps it up for this Trade Show Minute podcast. If you want to listen to other live podcasts or read or watch any of the coverage at Infocom, please visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/Infocom2019. And if you happen to be here in Orlando, stop by the Peerless AV booth and give us a shout out, say hi, and just listen to the podcast. Thank you so much for coming onto the show.